it all begins at 7 o'clock. Well, I've got here, arriving just a few minutes ago, a surprise person, a surprise guest. And it's sort of, if it was next week, it wouldn't have been a surprise, because I was expecting my old pal, who I haven't seen in a really long time, Buddy. Some of you may remember Buddy. He's been on the show with me several times, sometimes helping raise some money on our during our pledge drive. Well, there's a big show coming up here in town in Albuquerque, and I thought Buddy was arriving next week, but Buddy is here, thinking he was supposed to be here this week. So I'm going to trust Buddy. I'm not sending him back to northern New Mexico. Hey, Buddy.
How you doing, darling?
How did we screw up like that?
I guess your people or my people must have made a mistake. I don't know which it was, but maybe both. All right. Nice to be here, though.
Yeah,
we
well,
appreciate you making time for us anyway.
Yeah, and you're so color-coordinated. You have this sort
yeah,
of
that's what we're here.
This ski cap on.
It was accidental, believe me. We always got the buddy cap on one way or the other.
So next week, Buddy is going to have a show. Well, actually, Buddy's going to have to explain this because I'm not going to try to. But there's going to be a show at the Box Theater in downtown Albuquerque called The Life and Times of Buddy. And it's an intimate portrayal by Jim Tur.
Well, Jim Tur. Well, there's some confusion about that amongst our public, but because we're closely associated with Jim Tur now, he is our chief songwriter. We wouldn't be much without him. A lot of our biggest hits have been written by Jim Tur, but he's going to do what they call a kind of a portrayal of the life of Buddy.
So he's going to be portraying you.
That is correct, and of course, old Buddy's going to be here. Going to be there. We're going to be there with our entourage and make sure everything goes right. And that we're well represented, but he'll do a good old job. He'll sing a lot of our songs, as I understand it. I don't know what it's going to be. I ain't coordinated it with him, but we're going to sit back and enjoy the show.
Well, you know,
and meet our public.
Meet your public, yes. So, shall we play a tune of yours?
If you like, we've got a brand new album coming out around this time. Old Jim's going to sing some of the songs, some of the Buddy songs.
Now, is this going to be Jim singing or you singing?
This is Buddy. This is me, Buddy. Us, I should say. Not me, us. Buddy.
Us, Buddy. Okay.
We refer to ourselves that way.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I've sort of used to it, but now it's been so long since I've seen you, I'm on the verge of being confused, but not really.
It'll all come back to you in the fullness.
Okay, so what are we going to hear? We're going to hear track number one or two.
We could hear number one. This is a little tribute we did to that song we love so much, God Bless the USA. But we did a version about New Mexico, because we love New Mexico, too. So we did God Bless New Mexico.
All right, so here is Buddy.
From the eastern plains of Clovis to the mountains up in Taos, from the rich top mansions in Hyde Park to a small adobe house, from the country roads near Farmington to Albuquerque's Big Eye, we're all in this together under the big New Mexico sky. And I'm proud to be a New Mexican, where we message while we drive. And you don't need to wait till tomorrow for mañana to arrive. But I'd gladly stand up and sit down 20 times at the halftime show, cause we're fit and lean, we're strong and mean. God bless New Mexico. From Elephant Butte Lake State Park to the shores of Conscious Dam, don't tell me to wear no life vest, and I'll remember where I am. I'm lucky to have my huevos ranchero style for breakfast, and I'm glad we're close to heaven, cause we're also close to Texas. And I'm proud to be a New Mexican, where you can't make me worse on screen, and I don't have to use turn signals, and I'm free to choose red or green. And now is it yellow, green, or red that's my signal I should go? Who really cares? I'm already there. God bless New Mexico. All right.
All right. God bless New Mexico.
There you go. It's a beautiful tribute to our home state, don't you think?
Yeah, it's nice, buddy. It really is. I gotta ask you something since we haven't spoken in so long. Are you still, it's that R word. Are you still a Republican?
We're a strong backer of everything American. However, we share a lot of ideals with your listening public here at KUNFM. We believe in peace, freedom, and economic growth. That's our motto. So pick whichever part you like.
All right. Well, peace sounds pretty good.
We don't have no problem with Democrats, do we? I mean, here we are, right? As a matter of fact, we're making fun of Glenn Beck in another song here.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put that on in a little bit. So anyway, The Life and Times of Buddy, it's an intimate portrayal. How intimate?
Well, no, really deep secret. Well, I don't know, to be honest with you. We ain't really conferred with Jim Turr on this. We give him his freedom to do the show however he wants. If he gets to any really sensitive areas, we're going to jump up and pull the plug, though, I can tell you that.
Well, we can't say Jim Turr does, buddy.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's a good old boy. We want to support him. He's written a lot of our better songs, like we say, and we're both fellow New Mexicans now, so we want to be supportive. We're going to be there with our entourage. And by the way, Carolyn, would you like to be part of our entourage? You certainly qualify.
I don't know what that entails.
It just means being there and being beautiful. And you don't have to dress slinky like the rest of them if you don't want to. But we'd love to have you there with us because
we've always
admired you.
Well,
you know that.
I may very well do that. So it's at the Box Theater next Wednesday, which is December 8th.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And it's actually, for those of you who have attended Tricklock's Reptilian Lounge, which is always wild late evenings.
I'll tell you what. It's after my bedtime. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, but you're there. And Buddy's always been a longtime favorite of the Reptilian crowd, which tells you what kind of taste they have.
We love them Reptile Club kids. They're good kids, and they always love to see old Buddy, and we love to give back to the community by showing up every now and then.
Well, Jim Turr seems convinced that this is going to sell out, so he's actually asking people to order advance tickets.
Well, they are, by golly. They're online. There's only a certain number of seats there, by golly. And the
first 30 ticket buyers, and we can't say prices, buddy, will also receive a free copy of the book. Is this a Jim Turr or Buddy book? You got to be stupid to sing country music.
That's a Jim Turr book.
Yeah, you wouldn't say you got to be stupid to sing country music.
It's a good old book. It's got a nice endorsement by another celebrity called, what's his name, Father Guido Sarducci.
Yeah?
He called it the best book I ever read in my life. That's what he said about that book. Yeah, let's remember to tell people where they can find this information online.
Go for it, buddy.
It's at our website, Buddy's. He's using our website for this. BuddysOldFashionedWebsite.com.
That's what it is, Buddies, with no apostrophe.
No, you can't use the apostrophes on the internet.
Right, I don't think you use them anyway, right?
I don't know what it is, but no, we don't have no apostrophes in our material.
All right, BuddysOldFashionedWebsite.com. And actually, Jim brought in some testimonials. Now, this is for real. From some pretty impressive people.
Well, old Buddy's got a lot of fans out there. We're not bragging, but we've been around a while. We've got some fans out there in the entertainment world.
Well, you have one from Dave Barry, and I'm really interested.
That's what you said, Dave Barry.
Yeah, well, I put a Barry there.
I didn't catch that.
I shouldn't have said
anything.
You
can't do no wrong in our eyes, Carolyn.
Well, Carol is glad to hear that. Carol, C-A-R-O-L. I'm going to put on Dave Barry and see what he has to say.
Well, now, these is from interviews that they're going to show in the show, these interviews with these people.
Are you going to have videos as well?
Yeah, right. Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Video
There's a big video element in the show, as we understand it.
Well, let's see what Dave has to say about Buddy.
All right.
Oops. Let's see if I got the right one. Here we go.
I don't think there's any one human being who's had more of an influence on my life than Buddy has, except maybe Jesus or Abraham Lincoln. One time, Buddy was playing over here on South Beach, South Miami Beach. He's playing a little club over there. It was called The Vomit, and it was hot at the time. I mean, there's ropes outside, you know, to keep people from getting in. We were there. I was there with some friends, you know, and Buddy, he put on the usual, it was a great show, terrific. He forgot a lot of the lyrics, to be honest, and he forgot to bring his guitar. So he just sort of hummed. But it was still, it was classic Buddy, and if you love Buddy, you'd have loved that show. But anyway, afterwards, we all go out to get a bite to eat, and Buddy insisted that we go. He said, "It's on me, it's all on me. And he said, "Let's go, we go to this really nice restaurant. He is such a kidder. Comes time to pay the bill, he's gone. He's nowhere to be seen, you know. And I, to be honest, didn't have any money with me. So they beat me up pretty bad. So I was in the hospital for, I'd say, about 2-3 weeks. But Buddy, he's not the kind. He sent me a little note saying, "Ha ha, you asshole." Isn't that so, Buddy?
Buddy, you did not beat up Dave Barry.
No. We just went out for something. We met a nice little gal, went out, and he got all bent out of shape because he didn't have no money, supposedly, so they beat him up. I didn't beat him up.
Oh,
he's a good
all
old
right.
boy. He's a friend of mine.
Well, I'm pretty... That is the voice of Dave Barry. It sounds like he might have had a couple of words there that we're not supposed to play in the air.
Well, we take care of you. We take care of your FCC
Yeah, I'm glad you took care of our FCC. All right.
But Dave, by golly, God bless him. He's one of our fans and one of the entertainment personalities that got a lot of inspiration from Buddy. But by golly, it's a two-way street with our audience, our fans. We're their fans, and vice versa. I don't know what I'm talking about, Carolyn. What are we going to talk about next?
Well, how about if we just play another one of those testimonials and we'll play another one of your... popular tunes.
Sure. Which one you gonna play on as far as our celebrity guest today? You know, it's a good one on there. It's old Hodding Carter. You know who Hodding Carter is?
I only remember my memories being recollected.
He was like,
because you told me.
Just, I think he was like
he was in the,
in the State Department and Lyndon Johnson. He'd been in the foundation world. He's a wonderful fella.
Is that Hodding?
Right, the third.
Okay.
He's a good old boy. You'll hear.
Let me
talking about hanging out with Buddy.
Hold on, I'm getting there.
Most people come to the Delta, and the Delta sort of turns them away because the Delta is its own peculiar place. That's the South. Buddy came in. It's as though from day one he was everybody's cousin, and everybody thought he was their cousin. They talk the same language, which is pretty difficult because the Delta has its own language. It has its own past. And this old Buddy just simply absorbed it and regurgitated it. There's a fair amount of regurgitation in the Delta, particularly on weekends after long nights. That Buddy fit right in with all of that. He was as though he had come right out of that 100-foot topsoil.
Wow. What more can someone say about you, Buddy? You're a good old boy.
Well, that's where we think our strength lies, that we relate to the everyday people and we bring out the song that's in their heart. And that's why we're so richly rewarded. You know, we're on the Forbes, we was a couple of years ago on the Forbes top billionaire list. It's up there on our website.
You were?
We were, yeah. It ain't the case anymore. That's why we're kind of struggling here. All right. No, we ain't struggling, just compared to some people. You know, we also got, we had a nice word that we're going to have all this in the program. I mean, Jim is, but we got a nice word on Buddy from Scott Simon up there at NPR and Phil Proctor from the Fire Science Theater. He's old friends of Buddy's, you know.
Oh, very, very impressive. I'm impressed.
Uh-huh.
So, Buddy, I want to thank you for coming all the way down here to surprise me this week instead of next week.
Well, maybe we'll come
I'm glad
on
you're here
next.
This week, because if you didn't show up next week, I'd be wondering, where is Buddy?
There you go. Maybe we'll come next week, too, if you had a good enough time to have us back. All right.
We're going to have to coordinate our calendars.
We hope to see people down at the box, watch Jim Terry's show about Buddy next week from today?
It's a week from today. What time does it start?
I think it starts about 8 o'clock. Yeah. At the Box Theater.
It's a really neat theater in downtown Albuquerque.
Beautiful.
On Gold
Street.
They got
a beautiful Christmas pageant going on there, too, that they do every year
mm-hmm.
right now.
Okay. And once more, if you want to order advance tickets, and it looks like you probably should because the theater is not huge and Buddy's going to sell out, or Jim Tur portraying Buddy will sell out, and you go to www.buddysoldfashionedwebsite.com. And thank you so much, Buddy. And we're going to go out with a piece that you do called Love Glenn Beck Out of You.
I'm going to love the Glenn Beck Out of You.
I'm going to love. You don't have that written down.
Oh, I'm sorry, Donna. Thank you, Carolyn. We love being with you.
Thank you, Buddy.
Darling, when I met you, I was struck by your sweet smile. But quickly I became aware of a slightly robot style. Then slowly I began to undeniably detect some stylistic semblance to that TV clown, Glenn Beck. Yeah, the way you'd start to cry whenever you would make a point, the squiggly little lines and graphs like you'd smoked a couple joints. Get over here and feel the one thing we both know is true. I'm gonna love the Glenn Beck out of you. Strong appeal of a man with such strong views, who loves his country so darn much it gets him all confused. But sometimes you must focus on the one who loves you so. And Glenn don't love you half as much as his big old pile of dough. Yeah, there ain't room for the three of us in my big old water bed. So you gotta keep that pudgy twerk from deep inside your head. Sometimes I can't quite keep it straight just who I'm talking to. So let me love the Glenn Beck out of you. Yeah, join my cult and feel the love for just a day or two. And I'll love the Glenn Beck out of you.
Thanks, Buddy.
Thank you, Carol, and we appreciate it. Carol, I'm sorry.